This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The protester, allegedly shot by an employee at the Immigration Detention Center in Aurora, was back at the facility yesterday. Emma Landis was shot in the foot last week. She told a small crowd of demonstrators the focus should stay on the people detained inside the center.
Let's just keep doing this. I don't want to be an example. I don't want to be a trend. I want to be an advocate for this. And these people don't deserve this at all. No one deserves this at all.
Landis' shooting comes amid heightened concern around immigration enforcement in Colorado, including the news that the company running the detention center in Aurora has a contract with ICE to open a second facility in Weld County. Coloradans are straining under the weight of higher costs. That's the overwhelming conclusion of the latest poll from the Colorado Health Foundation. More than 2,000 people participated in the poll earlier this year. The results showed a growing number of residents are worried they'll be priced out of the state.
What was quite striking as we dug into the data was the fact that many of these cost of living issues really cut across income levels.
Lucia Del Pupo worked on the poll. She said those at the lowest income levels, under $30,000 for a household, are especially vulnerable.
As many as 4 in 5 were telling us that they were just getting by or really struggling financially.
Affordable housing, health care costs, and homelessness were other top concerns. The poll also showed rising dissatisfaction with how state government and elected leaders are dealing with these problems. Littleton has a new police chief. Gene Enley has worked in the Littleton community for almost 3 decades. He was an undercover officer on the South Metro Drug Task Force and spent 18 years with the Littleton SWAT team. At the department, he's moved up the ranks from officer to division chief. In April, he became the interim chief after the previous chief retired. It's 8:06. This is CPR News.